the revelation that Andy Uba, special assistant on domestic matters to President Olusegun Obasanjo, was indicted on charges of smuggling cash into the United States has provoked strong reactions from Nigeria's opposition. Uba was charged in a civil suit by American prosecutors for smuggling $170,000 in 2003 while traveling with the Nigerian president to the UN General Assembly session. Uba gave the money to his American girlfriend, who later bought a Mercedes-Benz car for shipment to Uba in Nigeria. She also used it to pay for farm equipment for the present farm in Nigeria. Uba was never arrested, and the matter was settled by a U.S. court just 6 weeks ago. He paid an undisclosed fine, and the court also ordered the forfeiture of $26,000 of the smuggled money. U.S. law prohibits bringing more than $10,000 into the country without a declaration at the point of entry. The U.S. case was first reported in the Nigerian press Tuesday. News reports say Uba has offered to resign. The Obasanjo government is playing down opposition calls for an investigation by Nigeria's Economic and Financial Crimes Commission. Nigerian presidential political advisor Akin Oshotoka says reports of the case are a distortion of the facts.
There is no substance to the story. Anybody can just, you know, concoct fiction, and there's no substance to it. That's just my reaction. Andy is not an issue here. Andy is just great for the president. They are free to call for an investigation. That's their own opinion. We as CC will oblige them. Let them present their case to the investigating authorities, and the authorities will oblige them. They have the evidence to back it up. Anybody can be investigated, including the president.
Opposition politicians say they will continue pressing for an investigation. Lai Mohammed of Action Congress, an opposition party, says nothing short of a full criminal investigation will be acceptable.
One wants an investigation, one national assembly to weigh in. It's quite disheartening that the government, whatever little credibility they have today, is anchored on probity. Should be dishonest enough. Within several instances, that this government is only those who are on the wrong side of their book that the FCC is unleashed upon. We support crusade against corruption. Absolutely, because no country can move on without fighting corruption. But we do not want selective approach.
Analysts say the Uba case presents a test of the president's anti-corruption campaign. Critics have alleged the campaign has been selective, targeting opponents of the president. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, which is leading the campaign against corrupt and self-serving officials, appears reluctant to begin the investigation. Chairman Nuhu Ribadu says the body will act only if U.S. authorities request the commission's intervention. President Obasanjo has faced calls to resign in the wake of corruption allegations by his estranged vice president. Give it a cast off of VOA News, Abuja.